Double check your bungee cord, America. Looks like we're going over. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The president's off to Hawaii. No resolution to the fiscal cliff talks, leading us to wonder, what if women were in charge? A group of female senators told ABC's Diane Sawyer that women would have gotten results by now. Maybe they're right. I could see President Hillary and Speaker Palin going arm in arm to the ladies' room and coming back with a solution. In fact, earlier this year, the Harvard Business Review surveyed over 7,200 business executives and found that women were hands down better leaders than men. And not just because they're more nurturing and collaborative, but on almost every other leadership benchmark. Initiative, self-development, integrity, honesty, getting results, building relationships, women, women, women. And I don't doubt those results for a moment. My question is whether this female superiority can really survive politics. Because whatever superior instincts women bring, the only way you get to keep your job in politics, male or female, is by winning elections. We don't choose our leaders by consensus or by discernment. We elect them. And the way you win elections is by beating the competition's brains out. And that attracts a certain type of person. And there are women in the negotiations. Fiscal Super Committee member Senator Patty Murray.
We are not going to accept an unfair deal that hurts middle-class America today and protect the wealthiest Americans, period.
She will beat your brains out, perhaps in a more nurturing way than a man would, but as her string of defeated challengers can tell you, it hurts just as much. Now this is Dave Ross on the web at daveross.com.